from beautiful TD Ballpark in presently dry Dunedin, Florida. It's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's game number 5 of a 6-game series between the DJs and the Bradenton Marauders and the Pittsburgh Pirates, single-A affiliate here in the Florida State League. Hey, everybody, happy Saturday. It's Larry Larson in with you. So glad you're with us for part of your Saturday night. And welcome into the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. The pregame show is always brought to you by Eddie's Bar and Grill in Dunedin. Enjoy a game on one of 50 flat-screen TVs or play in the game room designed for all ages. Eddie's Bar and Grill, where every day is game day. Great place to watch a game. I've done so myself. Blue Jays come into this one at 32-29. After somewhat of a doubleheader split yesterday, Blue Jays dropped the continuation of a suspended game earlier in the evening yesterday before a 10-1 romp in a regulation 9-inning game that followed. Boy, was it a lot of fun. We'll recap it for you here in a moment. Bradenton on the other side of things, 26-35 after that victory in the first game yesterday and a loss in game 2. Blue Jays are now out of it in terms of the playoff race, 7 games back with 5 games left. Bradenton was eliminated a while back, 13 games back, here in the first half. Standings behind first place Lakeland. We'll detail the standings more here in a little bit, but first to recap yesterday. Blue Jays lost game 1, 6-0. It was tied at nothing-nothing until the top of the 7th inning when Bradenton unleashed an onslaught of 6 runs, highlighted by a grand slam from Emmanuel Torero. So that was the difference in that one. All 6 runs in the 7th inning. But let's talk about the good stuff, shall we? In the nightcap, the scoring started instantly with Victor Arias. 2 outs, bottom of the 1st. Arias came to the plate, blasted a solo homer to right, get the Blue Jays on the board, 1-0. Then the starting pitchers somewhat took the spotlight as Michael Kennedy for Bradenton started to settle in. So did Fernando Perez for the Jays. But then there was a rain delay because that's happened a ton this week. And why wouldn't it happen again last night? It was a 38-minute rain delay, and both starting pitchers returned after the rain delay. Somewhat of a rarity in baseball, but both of them fared pretty well. Fernando Perez ended up finishing 5 shutout innings with 4 strikeouts. Blue Jays chased Michael Kennedy in the 5th as they tallied 2 runs, including an RBI single from Victor Arias. So keep in the back of your mind, Arias now with 2 RBIs in the 5th inning. Moving on to the later stages, Arias came to the plate again, this time with the bases juiced in the 7th inning, and he blasted a grand slam, and boy, it brought this crowd to life. Especially with the way that Arias hits with men on base. 3-1. He swings away again and cranks it high in the air. Deep to right. Forget it. Grand slam, Victor Arias. So at that point, it was already a pretty darn good night for Victor. 2 homers, and with that grand slam, he got to 6 RBIs. But then he came up with the bases loaded again in the bottom of the 8th. He singled, drove in 2 more runs to get to 8 RBIs, the most by a DJ in a single game since 2021, when Aurelvis Martinez had 9 RBIs in a 3-homer game. So a historic night for Arias. Didn't get a chance to chat with him pre-game today in terms of an interview, but planning to do so tomorrow, so be on the lookout for that. Blue Jays won it 10-1, so it was Arias 8, Dunedin 10, Marauders just 1. So good work by the Blue Jays pitching staff last night, in addition to, of course, Arias and the rest of the lineup. Looking ahead to tonight's matchup, we'll detail the pitching matchup, the starting lineups, and the standings coming into this one after a short break here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Stay with us. Game 5 of 6 between these squads coming up here soon on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Back inside TD Ballpark, almost time for baseball between the Bradenton Marauders and the Dunedin Blue Jays. Let's take a look at the Florida State League West standings coming into this matchup. And this is not a matchup that is going to have a lot of bearing on the playoff picture in the West, as we've got just five games left in the first half of the season. It's a two-horse race down the stretch, folks. Lakeland a game and a half up on the Clearwater Threshers. Lakeland at 38-21, Threshers at 37-23. Blue Jays are in third place, and they've played really well down the stretch, but just not well enough to catch Clearwater or Lakeland with the leads that those two teams opened up. And Bradenton has just really struggled away from home, too much to the detriment of their record. They're 13 games back coming into action tonight. But the beauty of minor league baseball is you've got that two-half system, so hope springs eternal in the midsummer, here in about just a week and a half. Let's dive into the pitching matchup tonight. Pitching matchup is presented by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh, chef-driven pub grub complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. Two right-handers tonight. Nolan Perry goes for the Jays. He's a top 30 Blue Jays prospect, according to Baseball America. The story for him, small sample size but effective. 16 and a third innings, with an ERA at 1-1-0, coming off just a three-inning outing last week at Palm Beach. He allowed one earned run. He'll be opposed by Christian Curtis, the hard-throwing right-hander, former Arizona State Sun Devil. He's got a 4.57 earned run average, but he's stretching deeper into games here lately, including last week against Clearwater. Five innings, just one earned run with five strikeouts. Curtis struck out nine Dunedin Blue Jays a few weeks back in Bradenton. So that's the pitching matchup tonight. Curtis for the Marauders, Perry for the Jays. Now tonight's starting lineups, as always, presented by Bon Appetit. For a lineup of delectable flavors, quality ingredients, and exceptional service with a waterfront view, visit Bon Appetit in Dunedin. First for the visitors from Bradenton, Kiner Delgado back in there. Took last night off, at least the second game. He'll play shortstop. Omar Alfonso will do the catching and hit second. Eddie Rodriguez is over at first base, batting third. Jaleen Polanco is out in center, batting cleanup, as Merlin Valdez will DH. Braylon Bishop moves from the leadoff spot down to the sixth spot here today, playing left. Javier Rivas is in the seventh spot, playing third base. Solomon McGuire will play right at bat eight. And Wesley Zapata is the wraparound guy, batting ninth and playing second base. Those are the Marauders. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays, starting off with big, bad Victor Arias, fresh off his 8 RBI performance last night playing center field. Gene Joseph is out in right, hitting second. Christian Feliz moves from the 8 spot to the 3 spot, playing first base. Alexis Hernandez will DH. Manuel Beltre is the 5 hitter, playing second base. Tucker Thoman will man shortstop tonight, hitting 6th. Nick Deschamps will do the catching for Nolan Perry, batting 7th. Adrian Meza is over at 3rd base, and Robert Robertis rounds it out, batting 9th and playing left field. Blue Jays are pretty hot coming into this matchup, as they have won 6 of their last 7 games, and with a win tonight, they would clinch a series victory over these Marauders. Our arbiters tonight, home plate umpire is Dominic Romero, and Blake Bizone is the field umpire. And our umpires are sponsored by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. For sushi and international cuisine with contemporary flair, visit Pisces in downtown Dunedin. They sponsored our fishing hats yesterday. Some pretty darn good looking hats given away to the first 1,000 fans yesterday on fishing night. It was a smash hit despite that rain delay. Good crowd on hand. And it looks like we'll have another nice crowd on hand here at TD Ballpark tonight. Uniform descriptions tonight. Blue Jays in their traditional home whites with Blue Jays across the chest in the blue and white split text with blue caps. Marauders in their alternate black tops. Let's take a listen into our national anthem, then baseball.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, see, does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
A wonderful rendition of our nation's national anthem has us prepared for baseball. First pitch between the Marauders and the DJs coming up next. Saturday night baseball here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. All Under sunny skies at TD Ballpark, Nolan Perry is preparing for work as we head into Game 5 of this six-game set between Florida State League West rivals. Nolan Perry, the right-hander at 6'2", 195 pounds, 20 years old, drafted by the Blue Jays out of high school in New Mexico back in 2022 in the 12th round. Somewhat of an under-the-radar prospect, top 30, according to Baseball America's Blue Jays list, number 26 to be exact, the former top-ranked player in the state of New Mexico. He comes into this one with limited action in six starts, but he has pitched to a 1-1-0 ERA in those six starts. Last week against Palm Beach, he threw three innings, allowed three hits, and one earned run. It was his first earned run allowed since his first start, so he didn't allow a run in over a month's worth of starts. I'll try and pick up where he left off here tonight. Quite the contrast between that last start against Palm Beach and against these Marauders tonight. Palm Beach leads the league in average as a team. The Marauders are last. We'll see if that has any bearing tonight. Perry climbs on the hill. He'll square off against Kiner Delgado. Switch hitter batting from the left side. First pitch popped up out of play. And we are underway at 6:33 Eastern Time. Thanks for joining us on your Saturday night. Perry with a twist and the 0-1 pitch. Delgado with a big rip and a miss. On the fastball, 94 on the gun, and it's 0-2. Perry throws a fastball, slider, curveball, changeup combination. Throws the fastball about 30% of the time, and the slider just a little bit less, about 25%. See if he goes to it here. 0-2. Delgado hammers it high in the air, way back to right. Joseph on the track has room and makes the catch. Well, Perry stuck with the fastball there, left it up in the zone, but the wind helped knock it down, and Delgado's out number one. Top 30 Pittsburgh prospect himself. Here's Omar Alfonso. No score, top of the first, just getting going. Alfonso, a left-handed batter, first pitch. Slapped the opposite way to left. The ball is carrying that way tonight. Roberti's back. He looks up. It's gone. Omar Alfonso with his second Oppo Taco of the week. And in the blink of an eye, Bradenton on the board first. Fourth homer this year for Omar Alfonso. Makes it 1-0 at the top of the first.
First baseman, number 31, Eddie Rodriguez.
Here's Eddie Rodriguez. Now, if you're a regular listener or viewer of DJ's Baseball, you might think, huh, that's different. First pitch to Rodriguez taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. You mean the ball's not carrying to right, but it is to left? That is the case tonight. Wind blowing from the right field pole to the left field pole. 0-1, called strike 2, quickly 0-2. That is the first home run allowed this season by Perry. 0-2. Rodriguez pops it up the opposite way. It's out of play on the first base side. Still 0-2. The wind always has an effect here, one way or another. And tonight, playing to righty's advantage. Next 0-2. Rodriguez takes outside. One ball, two strikes. Eddie Rodriguez, a 216 hitter in 34 games. Just one homer for him. The pitch tapped foul behind home plate. And the battle continues, still 1-2. Rodriguez OPS at 628. Average is right around 715 there. So he's a little bit lower than you'd like. Next, 1-2. Tapped out in front of the plate. Scooped up by Deshams. He zips it down to first in time. And that's out number two. That ball was just fair by mere inches. Two down for Shalene Polanco.
Number 35, Shalene Polanco.
Bradenton leads at one zip thanks to a solo homer from Omar Alfonso with one out here in this first. First pitch. Polanco takes up ball one. Polanco, the Pirates' number 15 prospect per MLB.com. 1-0. The lefty takes a big wave and a miss over the curveball. That's 1-1. We mentioned that slider from Perry. He really leans on that pitch, throws it more than the curve, but the curveball has proved to be pretty effective. Polanco fouls the next pitch back off the press box. Look out below. That's a souvenir. 1-2. Fellow looking for that baseball. Almost a Luke Combs doppelganger. 1-2 misses in. Two balls, two strikes. Perry on the center of the rubber. Turns into his motion. The 2-2. Polanco lays off a changeup high and away. Runs it full. Polanco, a big hitter for power, not so much for average. He's belted six long balls, but he's hitting just 158. Pretty much an everyday guy. He's now played in 53 of the team's 62 games. Payoff from Perry. Breaking ball floated into shallow center. Arias sprints in. He gets there and makes the catch. And the inning is over. Nolan Perry gives up a solo homer to Omar Alfonso to start the scoring, and Bradenton takes a 1-0 lead to the home half of the first. DJ's coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJ's fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays trail 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the first, and Christian Curtis, the right-handed starter for Bradenton, already pitching with one run of support thanks to a solo homer from Omar Alfonso. But he's got a tall task right out of the gate as he squares off against Victor Arias, who had maybe the night of his career last night. First pitch to the lefty. He takes a called strike on a fastball on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Arias went 4-for-5 with two homers, a grand slam for one of them, and eight runs driven in. 0-1 pitch is cracked into center, sends Polanco back into the gap. He makes the catch. Arias struck it well, but not well enough, and he's out number one.
Now batting right fielder, number six, Gene Joseph.
Here's Gene Joseph. Joseph had a pretty good night himself last night. 2-for-5 with an RBI. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch from Curtis. Slider misses inside. It's 1-0. Curtis throws a fastball, cutter, slider, changeup, curveball, and a sinking fastball. 1-0. Joseph swings and misses. One ball, one strike. That's all the pitches he's thrown this year, according to StatCast, and sometimes those are misidentified. So if you ask Christian, it might be a little bit different. 1-1. Gene takes low and away. Two balls, one strike. Joseph hitting 241. This is his 40th game of the year with the DJs here tonight. Three homers, all here at TD Ballpark. 2-1. Joseph swings and misses on the slider at 88. It's a hard slider from Curtis. An effective one at that. Opponents hit just 174 against it. The 2-2. Joseph fouls it straight back. We'll do it again. 1-0 Bradenton, bottom one. Curtis comes into this one with a 4.57 ERA and 43 and thirds innings. He's been stretched out deeper into games lately. He's thrown five innings or more in three straight starts. His 2-2. Joseph takes a called strike three. Slider on the back door. He turns to Dominic Romero, gives him a brief look. And here's Christian Feliz. No other words for the home plate umpire from Joseph, just that look. So Romero calling balls and strikes for himself tonight. It is a challenge game. Both teams have three. If they're unsuccessful, they lose the challenge. If they are successful, they keep it. First pitch to Christian, called strike, and it's 0-1. One zip Marauders, bottom one. Feliz, the big left-handed batter, went 2-for-4 last night with two singles. 0-1. He takes called strike two. Heater at 95. 0-2. Curtis trying to work a 1-2-3 first. He's got the sign, and he deals. And Feliz bounces a curveball foul. Past the Blue Jays dugout. Still 0-2. Feliz, another one of those guys that big power bat doesn't hit great for average, but that average is starting to climb. 193 with 10 homers among the league leaders in that homer department. Long pause from Curtis in the 0-2. Swing and a miss on the high curveball. Feliz couldn't touch it. And Curtis works a 1-2-3 bottom of the first. Marauders lead at one zip through one on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Leading off the top of the second inning for the Marauders, designated hitter number
Bradenton with a 1-0 lead over the Blue Jays as we go to the top of the second inning. Nolan Perry ready to face Esmerlin Valdez. First pitch to the righty. A curveball bounced foul behind home plate, and it's 0-1. Early difference in this game. Solo shot from Omar Alfonso in the first. Out to left. An opposite field shot. 0-1. Rip and a miss. Heater at 93, and it's 0-2. Perry's fastball can reach those mid-90s. It's good stuff. Plays in the zone. 0-2. Valdez waves and misses at a slider outside of the zone. Perry with his first punch out tonight for out number one.
This is
Braylon Bishop. Bishop, the left-handed batter with good pop, gives his greetings to Nick Deschamps and Dominic Romero, the home plate umpire. First pitch to him. Called strike on the outside corner on a curve, and it's 0-1. Bishop with an OPS over 800, right where you want it as a hitter. 819 entering action tonight. 0-1 misses outside. One ball, one strike. Bishop's average he'd probably tell you he'd like it a little bit higher, 234, but he does have four homers. 1-1. He takes off speed just a touch outside. Two balls, one strike. Bishop went 0 for 3 yesterday with a walk and a strikeout in the leadoff spot. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Perry elevated the fastball there. Bishop came up empty. Two balls, two strikes. And Bishop calls time. Perry with a bright red glove. Toes the center of the rubber with his white cleats. 2-2. Bishop takes a called strike 3. Fastball dotted up on the outside corner. 2 up, 2 down for Nolan Perry.
Third baseman, number 2, Javier Rivas.
Here's Javier Rivas. Perry with an opportunity to strike out the side. Righty on righty, first pitch. Popped up foul behind home plate, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays trail 1-0, top of the second. Rivas had a 9-game hit streak snapped last night. Went 0 for 3. The pitch. He takes high. 1-1. Rivas with a drastic turnaround, hitting well over 400 over his last 10 games. 1-1. He lays off curveball down and outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. So Rivas with this hot stretch that included a Florida State League Player of the Week award last week has boosted his average to 209. 2-1 misses out. 3 balls, 1 strike. Perry reads the sign from Deschamps. 3-1 pitch. Rivas takes. Called strike on the curve. 3-1 count. 3-0 counts. Used to be exclusive fastball counts. Not anymore in today's game. Payoff pitch to Rivas. Comebacker through the middle. Into center for a base hit. So Rivas will try and start a new hit streak now. He's got a 2-out single. Brings up Solomon Maguire.
Right fielder, number 29, Solomon Maguire.
Maguire, left-handed batter, had a double yesterday, his first hit this week. Marauders trying to add to their 1-0 lead in the top of the second. First pitch. Misses high and outside, ball 1. Always got to keep an eye on Perry's pitch count. We've talked a number of times about how he hasn't gone deep into games. He's at 30 pitches right now, and his season high is 57. He's thrown that total 3 times. 1-0, a rip and a miss. 1 ball, 1 strike. Maguire, a 170 hitter, has been slumping lately. He's got 4 homers, 609 OPS. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Pops out of Deschamps' mitt. He tracks it down, keeps Rivas at first. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Feliz holding Rivas over at first. Perry from the stretch for the first time tonight. Deals home, and Maguire swings and misses. Strike 3. Nolan Perry punches out 3 in the top of the second inning and keeps the score 1-0. Bradenton over the Jays as we head to the home half on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. As the wind gusts towards left field, we go to the bottom of the second inning. Blue Jays trail 1-0. Their offense has been hot lately. They went down 1-2-3 in the first against Christian Curtis, though. First pitch from him to Alexis Hernandez. Check swing. He went. Strike one. It was a slider outside of the zone. It fooled him. Curtis punched out two. One looking, one swinging in that first. Hernandez went 1-for-5 yesterday, hitting .237, kicking the pitch, swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2. Curtis slider really looking sharp tonight. Average velo on that pitch is usually right around 85. Tonight we've seen it as high as 88. See if he goes back to it here. Alfonso puts down the sign, the 0-2. Hernandez bounces it towards the hole at third. Rivas backhands. Long throw to first in time. Difficult play made easy by Javier Rivas. One down for Manny Beltre. Beltre went 0-for-4 last night, but he did have an RBI. Bases loaded walk. One's at Bradenton, bottom two. First pitch, swing and a miss. It's 0-1. So Beltre's cooled off just a little bit over the last few games. Hitting .267, the pitch. Bouncer over the mound to the second baseman, Zapata. He gloves it across his body, throws across his body to first in time. Two ground outs, two outs.
Number nine, Tucker Thomas.
Brings up Tucker Thoman with the bases empty. One's at Bradenton, bottom two. Thoman went 0-for-3 last night with a walk. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, first pitch. Misses inside, almost hit him. Thoman jumps out of the way of a changeup. It's 1-0. Thoman trying to get his bat going this week. Hitting .226 for the year, four homers. 1-0. Thoman with a check swing on another pitch low and in. He went, according to Blake Bizone. So it's 1-1. Curtis in a rhythm, deals. And Thoman chases a changeup downstairs. It's 1-2. Curtis doesn't throw that changeup a ton. Obviously, you see it a little bit more against lefties. Opponents have done some damage against it. It's looked good here against Thoman. Curtis deals the 1-2 pitch. Thoman chases a pitch in the dirt. It kicks away from Alfonso. He tracks it down near the dugout. Throws off balance to first. Thoman is safe. So Thoman beats out a strikeout on a pitch in the dirt. Blue Jays have a two-out base runner for Nick Deschamps. A valiant effort there from Alfonso, and all things considered, a really, really good throw. Just couldn't quite get to it in time. So Nick Deschamps will get a crack at it. Third punch out tonight for Curtis, but no out to show for it. Blue Jays trail 1-0, bottom two. Deschamps riding a 15-game on-base streak. First pitch. He takes low, ball one. Nick hitting .280. OPS a strong .822. Pause and the 1-0 toss. Shams pops it up out of play, third base side. It's 1-1. Shams has reached in every game he's played, all 15 of them. really good defensive catcher, so he brings a lot to the lineup when he's in there. Curtis reads the sign, kicks and fires, and Nick takes a called strike. Change up in the upper half of the zone, makes it 1-2. Shams with a big, deep breath, climbs back in there. The native of Quebec. The 1-2. Breaking ball, misses a hair outside. Alfonso wants a challenge, though. And the call is reversed. Strike three. Curveball on the back door. Freezes Deschamps, and Christian Curtis has struck out four in two scoreless innings. On to the third, 1-0 Bradenton, the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams.
Top of the third inning at TD Ballpark. Nolan Perry back out there, ready to face 9-1-2 in the Marauders' order, starting with Wesley Zapata. Zapata went 0-for-3 last night with a walk. Bradenton leads 1-0 here in the third, and Zapata swings at the first pitch, flares it into left center. Long run for Robertis, but he slides and makes the catch. Robert Robertis takes a hit away from Zapata to open the third.
Shortstop, number 54, Kiner Delgado.
One pitch, one out. A welcome sight for Nolan Perry. Here's the leadoff man, Delgado. First pitch. He takes a called strike on a curve, and it's 0-1. Delgado flied out to the warning track in the first inning. It sounded good off his barrel. It looked good, but the wind knocked it down. 0-1. Delgado takes outside. One ball, one strike. Delgado, a top 30 Pittsburgh prospect, according to both Baseball America and MLB.com. 1-1 blooped foul out of play behind home plate. 1-2. Came over to the Pirates from the Yankees as the player to be named later. And the deal that sent JT Brubaker to the Yankees. 1-2 from Perry. Misses inside. A curveball. Delgado didn't chase. Two balls, two strikes. Delgado hitting 227 after that first inning flyout. Perry's 2-2. Breaking ball, fouled off. Back to the screen. Didn't look like that was going to be a strike, but Delgado knew it was going to be close. Didn't want to take any chances. Just kind of threw the barrel out there at it. And that's the type of hand-eye coordination that Delgado has become a little bit known for. Really quick hands. Generally hits well for average. Another 2-2, another foul ball. Lined down the third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. Delgado described as a player who has a very, very disciplined approach and a great feel for the barrel. We've seen that. It hasn't exactly shown in the numbers with that 227 average so far this year, but give it a little more time. 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. Nolan Perry gets the best of Delgado there. His fourth strikeout tonight is out number two in the third.
Catcher number 50, Omar Alfonso.
Here's Omar Alfonso. He's the difference maker in this game. As the Marauders lead 1-0. Delgado with a solo shot to the opposite field in the first. First pitch to the lefty. He takes a curveball for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Alfonso with a gold chain popping out of his black jersey. He waits on the pitch and takes a called strike. A slider in the upper half of the zone, and it's 0-2. Alfonso wants time. Alfonso could be a guy pushing for a call-up soon. Strong defensive catcher, really good plate approach, and he's flexed the pop this week. Perry trying to set him down. The 0-2 misses in. Back foot breaking ball there. One ball, two strikes. Perry gathers a sign from Deschamps, turns and tosses the 1-2. He buries another curveball in the dirt. Alfonso lays off. Two balls, two strikes. So Alfonso with that homer, 4 for 12 this week with two of those long balls. 2-2. Alfonso takes up. Sinker didn't sink much. So it's full, 3-2. Alfonso rocks back and forth in his stance, waits on the payoff, and chops it foul. We'll do it again. So after that first pitch out from Perry, two long battles, first from Delgado, now from Alfonso. Perry trying to win both of them. Another 3-2, misses in the dirt, ball 4. So Omar Alfonso battles back from down 0-2 to work a two-out walk.
First baseman, number 31, Eddie Rodriguez.
Here's Eddie Rodriguez. We'll keep an eye on the Blue Jays bullpen here. It looks like there's some stirring as Perry's at 49 pitches already. Got to keep in mind his season high is just 57, so his limit might be 60 or thereabouts tonight. First pitch to Rodriguez, misses high, ball 1. That's the first walk issued by Perry tonight. Alfonso not a threat to run. Being held on over there by Feliz. 1-0. Rodriguez swings and misses over the bender. One ball, one strike. Rodriguez tapped out. The catcher, Nick Deschamps. 2-3 put out in the first. Nolan sets just above the belt. And deals home. Rodriguez swings and misses on another hook. It's 1-2. Tell you what, we haven't seen a ton of Nolan Perry, especially later in games, but from what we have seen, his strikeout stuff is darn good and certainly can play at this level. Hunting for his fifth punch out. 1-2 to Eddie Rodriguez. Bouncing ball, third base side. Meza sprints in, field, sidearms to first, in time, and that ends the inning. Nolan Perry works around a two-out walk to Alfonso. Tosses up another zero on the line score. Bradenton still leads 1-0 as we head to the home third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Blue Jays, third baseman.
Blue Jays trail early in this one. It's the Marauders 1. And the DJs nothing after a first inning solo shot from Omar Alfonso. Blue Jays send up Meza, Robertis, and Arias here, 8-9-1, starting with Adrian Meza, getting his second start of the season with the DJs. First pitch to him, takes a called strike on a heater, and it's 0-1. Christian Curtis has been pretty darn good tonight. He's only allowed one base runner. 0-1. Meza takes low and in. One ball, one strike. And funny enough, that base runner was on a strikeout, a drop third strike. Tucker Toman reached in the second. Curtis with a few deep breaths. He rocks and deals. And Meza hits it hard down to first, but Rodriguez gloves it on one hop. Takes it to the bag himself. One out. Here's Robert Robertis.
Number 43, Robertis.
Robertis didn't play in last night's ball game, but he finished the suspended ball game. 6-0 loss for the Jays yesterday. Went 0-for-2 in that contest with two walks. First offer, called strike on a curve on the inside edge. It's 0-1. 1-0 Marauders. Bottom three. Robertis, the guy that could be one to tie it up with one swing. 0-1 called strike. The lower reaches the zone. Quickly 0-2. Curtis really pumping it on the heater tonight. Robertis rests the bat on his shoulder. The kick in the 0-2. Robertis with a slow swing and a miss over a curveball, and boy, did that pitch fool him.
Center fielder, number 47, Victor Arias.
Christian Curtis with strikeout number 5 brings up Victor Arias. So I'll tell you what, Curtis picking up where some of his teammates have left off. Coming into action tonight, Bradenton's staff has been among the league's best in terms of strikeouts. First pitch to Arias, misses in, ball one. 120 strikeouts since last Tuesday. That's second in all of minor league baseball to the Durham Bulls, the Rays' AAA team. 1-0. Arias bends his knees on a pitch that misses low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Arias flied out to right center field to Shalene Polanco in the first. 2-0. Arias with a check swing. He went around on a pitch inside. It's 2-1. Pretty hard to follow up a night like Victor had last night. 8 RBIs. Most by a DJ since Aurelvis Martinez had 9. In July 2021, a 3-homer game. 2-1, Arias takes a home run hack and comes up empty. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Just a small part of Arias' big year for the Jays. Now the team leader in average, he calls time. 273, OPS at 803. Only qualified Blue Jay above 800. Really turned a corner after a slower May. 2-2, fouled off, we'll do it again. And at bats like this one, where Arias has battled, fouled off a few pitches, maybe taken some close balls, those are sort of what stand out the most. A guy that knows what he wants to hit. 2-2, misses up, runs it full, 3-2. Knows the strike zone well. And when a pitch is grooved in his spot, he can really turn on it. Here comes the payoff from Curtis. Arias swings and drives it high and deep right center again. Polanco on the run, on the track, makes the catch. Arias gave it a ride, but he flies out to Polanco for the second time tonight. And for the second time tonight, Christian Curtis sets the Jays down 1-2-3. To the fourth we go. Still 1-0 Marauders on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. The sun peeking through the clouds that have been omnipresent this week here in Florida. As we go to the top of the fourth, 1-0 Bradenton over the DJs. First pitch to Shalene Polanco, misses inside from Nolan Perry. It's 1-0. Turned into a pretty nice night. 87 degrees at game time. 1-0 pitch. Polanco takes high and away. Two balls, no strikes. Perry has struck out four and walked one. And his three innings of work, only damage, a solo homer from Alfonso in the first. 2-0. Polanco takes a called strike, but he wants a challenge. And the call is upheld.
The strike has been confirmed. The result
so the Marauders lose their first challenge. They've got two left. Blue Jays have all three. 2-1. Breaking ball bounced foul behind home plate. Two balls, two strikes. The stat that has really jumped Perry onto prospect list radars is his strikeout to walk ratio as the 2-2 is popped up. Left field side, it fades out of play. Folks duck for cover. Down at Eddie's Bar. Still 2-2. Perry last year, the Complex League Jays, his ERA wasn't great, but that strikeout to walk number was awesome. 2-2, called, strike three. Curveball curved into the upper half of the zone. Perry locked him up for his fifth punch-out tonight. Here's Esmerlin Valdez. Bradenton in the driver's seat, one zip in the fourth. First pitch, breaking ball, called strike. That was the curve, another good one, and it's 0-1. So Perry last year in 38 and a third innings struck out 51 and walked just 16. 0-1. Valdez takes high and away. One ball, one strike. This year those numbers haven't been as good, but that strikeout stuff, we talked about it earlier, it is certainly there. 1-1. Valdez takes down and outside on a slider. Two balls, one strike. Perry coming into this start, 12 walks to 22 strikeouts. And obviously, as you climb levels, it gets harder to avoid those walks. 2-1, called strike. On the curve, it's 2-2. Also, obviously, gets harder to strike out batters. Perry with the wind in the pitch, and he misses low and away. Runs it full, 3-2 on Valdez. So it looks like it's Kiner Leone who's readying out in the Blue Jays bullpen. Payoff pitch. Valdez waves and misses strike three. Nolan Perry with a new season high with six punch-outs.
Now batting, number five, Braylon Bishop.
Here's Braylon Bishop. Blue Jays coach is conferring in the dugout. Jose Mayorga on the top step. He's going to stay there as Perry's at 65 pitches. Base is empty, two outs. First pitch to Bishop. He swings and misses. It's 0-1. Another curveball. Looks like Perry has thrown that pitch a little bit more than he has in previous starts. 0-1. Bishop takes a fastball in. One ball, one strike. Usually it's that slider as the primary breaker. But tonight, that hook has been great. 1-1. Bishop takes another fastball outside. Two balls, one strike. Shadow line past the mound in that bright sunshine. 2-1. Called strike on the outside edge. You guessed it. Another curveball, and it's 2-2. Perry with a breath. The kick. The offer. Bishop takes a touch inside. Runs it full. 3-2. Could be Nolan's last batter. Payoff pitch. Called strike three. Bishop wants a challenge, though. We hold on. The call is upheld. Nolan Perry strikes out the side. He's punched out seven. Just four innings tonight. Four innings of one-run ball. Marauders lead holds at one zip. As we go to the bottom of the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Blue Jays, number six, Gene Chesson.
Pitcher's duel tonight at TD Ballpark, at least so far as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Marauders in front, 1-0. Thanks to a first inning solo homer from Omar Alfonso. Christian Curtis has not allowed a hit for Bradenton. His first pitch to Gene Joseph, swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Joseph struck out looking in the first inning. Curtis has five strikeouts. He rocks and fires. Joseph takes low. One ball, one strike. It's got to be a fun experience for Curtis pitching against the DJs because his former high school teammate, Grant Rogers, is on the other side. The Blue Jays dugout tonight, 1-1. Joseph bends his knees at a slider, takes it for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Both attended Port Neches Groves High School. The pitch. Joseph, the liner to short. Delgado snags it with the sun in his eyes. One down. A screamer off Joseph's bat that was ticketed for left. But Delgado gets in the way for out number one. Christian Feliz with the bases empty. First pitch to the lefty, swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Feliz struck out swinging in the first. Bradenton on top, one zip in the fourth. 0-1, bouncer foul first base side, and it's 0-2. So a few weeks back before Curtis started against the Jays for the first time this year down in Bradenton, I asked Grant for a scouting report on Curtis. He summed it up nicely. He said, throws 95 with a banger. 0-2. Feliz swings and misses strike three. That was the curveball. That banger Rogers was talking about, more the slider, but no matter what it is, it's worked for Curtis tonight. Two up, two down, bottom of the fourth. And Alexis Hernandez will try and break up that momentum. He's 0 for 1 with a ground out to third. Righty on righty, first pitch. Hernandez pops it up, first base side, foul ground, it's out of play. Fan in a bright orange shirt couldn't make the catch. It dropped right into his bread basket. It hit the concrete. He caught it on the bounce. Stuck the landing, so to speak. Celebrates, both hands in the air. Got a nice ovation anyways. He'll probably tell his friends, oh, it came right to me. I caught it on the fly. 0-1 is flied into right. Routine for Solomon McGuire. The right fielder takes a few steps in, puts the squeeze on it. And that ends the inning. Four no-hit frames from Christian Curtis. And the Marauders still lead one zip as we go to the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Number two, Javier Rivas.
After four innings and a season-high seven strikeouts from Nolan Perry, Blue Jays go to the bullpen and hand the baseball to Irv Carter, one of their long relievers, as they trail 1-0 in the top of the fifth. Carter will square off against the lower third of Bradenton's lineup here, starting with Javier Rivas. First pitch. Slider called strike on the outside corner. And it's 0-1. Carter pitched earlier this week against these Marauders. 0-1. Rivas fouls it straight back, and it's quickly 0-2. And in that outing for Carter, he went two innings, allowed just one hit, no runs, two punch-outs. Finished game one of a doubleheader on Wednesday. 0-2 pitch. Misses low and away. One ball, two strikes. Get to the final line on Perry, because it was good. Four innings, two hits, one run, it was earned. One walk, seven Ks. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Carter sets down Rivas. He picks up where Perry left off. One down in the fifth. Here's Solomon McGuire.
29, Solomon McGuire.
McGuire 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout. Bradenton leads 1-0 in the fifth. McGuire in an upright stance from the left side. Waits on the first offer from the righty, Carter. McGuire swings through it. That was the cutter. It's 0-1. Carter with a 4.15 ERA in 16 appearances, 34 and two-thirds innings, most out of the Blue Jays' bullpen, 0-1. Called strike as a cutter paints the outside black. It's 0-2. Carter with long blue socks to match his home white jersey, long blue sleeves as well. Is 0-2. Hesitation windup and the pitch is blooped into shallow right. Beltre, the second baseman, has it and makes the catch. Carter jammed him. Two down.
Now batting number 12, Wesley Zapata.
Base is empty for Wesley Zapata. Marauders with one run on two hits. Blue Jays being shut out and no hit through four innings. First pitch to Zapata. Flared into shallow left. Roberti's battling the sun, races in, and makes the catch. Well, the sun made that a lot more difficult than it probably would have otherwise been, but Roberti's makes the catch anyways, and Irv Carter works a quick 1-2-3. Top of the fifth. To the bottom half we go. Still 1-0. Marauders over the DJs on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays still hunting for their first hit of the ball game against Marauders starter Christian Curtis. It's Bradenton with a 1-0 lead as we go to the bottom half of the fifth. First pitch to Beltre. Breaking ball, called strike on the inside edge. That's 0-1. That was the slide piece from Curtis, or it's Grant Rogers, Curtis's high school teammate, referred to it as a banger. 0-1, a swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2 on Beltre, who grounded out to Wesley Zapata in the second inning. Blue Jays have had one base runner on a strikeout. Drop third strike, Tucker Toman reached in that second. Curtis with six punch-outs, looking for seven. The 0-2, a swing and a miss, strike three. 1 down in the fifth. Curtis paces around the mound. He's feeling it tonight. Here's Toman. 1-0 Bradenton, bottom five. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. All you need is one swing if you're the Jays. First pitch, Toman swings and misses. That was the cutter. It's 0-1. Curtis on the far first base side of the rubber. Fires. Thoman pulls it sharply past the first base bag. Fair down the line and right. Thoman around first, motoring towards second. He'll stop there with the Blue Jays' first hit of the ball game. Thoman got around on that slider, and the Blue Jays have a man in scoring position in the fifth. Here's Nick Deschamps. Deschamps walking up to a little music in French. Get a lot of Spanish music, reggaeton, but not a lot of French music in baseball. First pitch to Deschamps. Popped up shallow center. Polanco, the center fielder, moves towards left. Camps under it, makes the catch. Thoman does not tag from second. And there's two down. There's Adrian Meza.
Now batting number 11, Adrian Meza.
So Blue Jays now no longer being no-hit, but still being shut out. Meza with an opportunity to change that with Thoman on second. 1-0, bottom five. Bradenton leads. Curtis steps off. Meza grounded out to Rodriguez. First baseman back in the third. Switch hitter batting from the left side. First pitch from Curtis. Long pause. And the pitch is slapped down the left field line. Foul. Meza had the right idea there. Just a little bit late on the fastball. 96 on the gun. Curtis has been really efficient. 53 pitches. Through 4 2/3 now. Has leaned a lot on the fastball, but also on the slider. Looking at the pitch breakdown. That slider has been good. A one. Meza takes a called strike at the knees. 0-2. Curtis struck out a season high 9 against these Jays a few weeks back. Went 5 innings for the first time this season against the Jays. Trying to do it again here tonight. The 0-2. Meza hops a breaking ball through the hole on the right side into shallow right. Thoman around third. The throw to the plate from McGuire is in time to get him. Solomon McGuire with a laser to the plate. Omar Alfonso applies the tag, and Tucker Thoman is thrown out, and the Blue Jays are kept off the scoreboard as we go to the sixth. Still 1-0 Marauders on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. To the sixth inning we go. Irv Carter back out to face the top of Bradenton's lineup as they lead 1-0. First pitch misses in, and it's 1-0. Carter worked a 1-2-3 top of the fifth against the lower third of Bradenton's lineup. The difference in this game came way back in the first. 1-0. Delgado takes up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Solo homer from Omar Alfonso, and that's it. Nolan Perry went four innings, only allowed that one earned run while striking out seven. And on the other side, Christian Curtis has only allowed two hits and five full. 2-0. Delgado swings away and misses. 2-1. Reading up on the scouting reports on Delgado, Baseball America's write-up on him stood out. 2-1. Delgado takes inside ball three, and it's 3-1. From the X script on the Pirates prospect list on Delgado, scouts universally tabbed Delgado with two words: baseball player. 3-1. Delgado slaps it into shallow left, down for a hit. Robertis fields it cleanly, chucks it back in, and Delgado has a leadoff single in the sixth. Bradenton trying to add to a 1-0 lead. And here's Omar Alfonso, the man responsible for that 1-0 lead. Delgado, a good runner over at first. Now those outside the game might hear that compliment about Delgado. Baseball player. Almost sounds backhanded if you're not familiar with the slang. First pitch to Alfonso, misses low and in, ball one. Like, oh, yeah, he's a baseball player. But it's more like, no, this guy's a ball player. It's funny how baseball works that way. Very simple comments. But essentially, it means Delgado's a gamer. Just a guy you want on your side. Carter with a quick move over there, throws over. It's late. Delgado back in with a head first slide. Maybe not a guy who's going to jump off the page in terms of power or be a superstar, but more like a spark plug. Dances off first, the 1-0. Alfonso takes high. Two balls, no strikes. So to sum it up, basically, not every baseball player is a baseball player. Makes sense, right? 2-0. Alfonso takes outside. Three balls and no strikes. Carter trying to avoid a walk. After that first inning homer, Alfonso drew a free pass against Nolan Perry in the third. 3-0 pitch. Carter gets a called strike. On a fastball on the outside edge, Alfonso is ready to toss his bat. It's 3-1. Got to be careful here. And field shifted to pull for Alfonso. The shortstop, Toman, up the middle. 3-1. Alfonso swings away, bounces it to second. Beltre throws to second for one. Toman, the turn is late. Gets away from Feliz, but just trickles in front of the Blue Jays dugout. Alfonso stays put at first. He reaches on a fielder's choice. Christian Feliz is going to tag Alfonso just in case. And the field umpire, Blake Bizone, says he is safe. So Delgado's out number one, 4-6. Alfonso aboard for Eddie Rodriguez. If you're the Blue Jays, you'll absolutely make that trade. Alfonso a little bit slower than Delgado. And here's Eddie Rodriguez. Bradenton leads one zip in the sixth. First pitch, misses down, ball one. Rodriguez 0-for-2 with two ground outs. A tap out to the catcher and a ground out to third. 1-0. Breaking ball, called strike. And that was the cutter. Moves a little bit like a slider from Irv, just a little bit harder in terms of elo. He holds the baseball behind his back, sets at the belt, and chucks it home. Rodriguez flies it out of play, first base side, and it's 1-2. Carter has adjusted that set position. Way back in April, he set up near the chin. Not every player willing to make that big of an adjustment mid-year, but Carter's a guy who's always tinkering. 1-2. Rodriguez takes outside on a slider. Irv steps off the rubber, stretches out his arms, climbs back on. Rodriguez in an open stance. Big fella from the right side. 2-2 offer. Fouled off, just off the end of the bat. Back behind home plate. We'll do it again. Carter picks up the rosin bag, slaps it down. Bradenton trying to add to a 1-0 lead in the sixth. Trying to keep a series split in play with a win today. 2-2. Off-speed misses up. Slider couldn't find the zone. Runs it full, 3-2. Carter gathers a sign from Deschamps. Takes a breath. And here comes the payoff pitch. Misses low and away, ball four. So Carter issues a walk, his first tonight. And there's two on with one out for Shalene Polanco, the cleanup man. And here comes Corey Reardon. Blue Jays pitching coach comes out for a visit. DJ's trying not to let this ball game get away. 1-0 Bradenton, top of the sixth. And with the way that the weather has been this week, so unpredictable, you never really know when a game could enter a rain delay. So that's another factor here you got to think about. Reardon heads back to the Blue Jays dugout. So Carter in a tough spot here. Two on, one out. Shalene Polanco. Good power bat, climbs in. The lefty's 0 for 2 with a flyout and a looking strikeout in the fourth. Alfonso off second. Rodriguez off first. He's not being held. First pitch. Polanco swings away and misses. It's 0-1. Good cutter. Go-to pitch from Carter. 0-1. Irv gathers the sign. Chucks the 0-1, and the pitch is popped up behind home plate, out of play. It's 0-2. Carter's talked throughout the season about his practice of visualization, whether that's on the mound itself before games or in the clubhouse before he knows he's going to go in. 0-2, misses in the dirt. Deschamps with a sliding stop. Keeps the runners at bay. One ball, two strikes. And in a really neat story, Irv related that to his dad's career as a pilot. 1-2. Polanco swings, flies it foul. Down the right field side, he was out in front of the cutter. Still 1-2. So Carter's dad was a longtime cargo pilot. And Irv said, he's my best friend, we talk on the phone every day, and he told me that I should start visualizing things. So he did, and it's paid off this year. He's had a nice turnaround. 1-2. Polanco swings and misses. Strike three. Carter's fired up. Cutter sets him down, and there's two down for Esmerlin Valdez.
Now batting number 27, Esmerlin Valdez.
Valdez 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Bradenton leads 1-0, looking for more. Men on first and second. Right-hander on right-hander. And time called by Deschamps. Wants to run through signs again. There's some dark clouds start to appear beyond the right field wall. First pitch to Valdez. Misses outside, ball one. So on that visualization with Carter and his dad, pilots, specifically commercial pilots, pilots of passenger planes, have to go through a strict routine. 1-0. Valdez takes low and outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Specifically, right before takeoff. Whether that's before they taxi or whatnot. And they have to go through all the possibilities of what could go wrong. Okay, if something goes wrong at this point and this distance from the airport, what are we going to do? If it happens then what's next? 2-0. Valdez takes a called strike on a slider. It's 2-1. So it's easy to relate that to pitching. If I have to go from the stretch, what's the plan of attack against this batter? If I'm from the windup, everything's going good. Now what? 2-1. Check swing, called strike, and it's 2-2. Carter a strike away from getting out of a jam. Alfonso on second, Rodriguez over at first. Irv has the sign, sets, and deals. Called strike three. Carter barks as he leaves the mound with back-to-back strikeouts to get out of the jam in the sixth inning. The score remains. Marauders 1, Blue Jays nothing. Headed to the home half of the sixth on Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Another day, another close ball game. Nothing new for either one of these teams. It's 1-0 Bradenton over the DJs as we go to the bottom of the sixth. And in case you're just joining us, the only run in this game came way back in the first. Christian Curtis will face Robert Robertis to open the sixth, and the first pitch is popped up. Flies by a seagull as it drops into the seats. 0-1. That lone run, solo homer from Omar Alfonso against Nolan Perry. And here we are. Christian Curtis on the other side of things has been real sharp. 0-1. Robertis takes down. 1 ball, 1 strike. Robertis struck out swinging back in the third against Curtis. The kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Curtis took a no-hitter through 4 1/3 before Tucker Thoman doubled, but he was thrown out at the plate after a single from Adrian Meza to end the fifth. 1-2. Robertis takes low and away. Curtis with a quick spin off the mound. Seems like he's got the Blue Jays' number. Between that first start when he punched out 9 a few weeks ago and tonight. 2-2 now. Robertis leans out of the way of a heater. Misses high, runs it full, 3-2. Curtis has not issued a walk. Takes a big, deep breath. Payoff pitch to Robertis. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That was the slider. And sets down Robertis for out number one.
Center fielder, number 47,
Victor Arias. He's hit two balls well tonight, but he's 0 for 2. Two flyouts to center. See if the third time can be the charm after his big night last night. Four hits, eight runs driven in. Shift is on for him. First pitch to the lefty. Misses up, ball one. It's one zip Marauders. In the sixth. The pitch. Arias takes a breaking ball called strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. So if Curtis finishes this sixth inning, it'll be just the second time this year he's gone six. 1-1. Arias leans out of the way as a fastball breezes upstairs. Two balls, one strike. Curtis didn't go more than 4 2/3 innings in each of his first eight starts this year. 2-1. Arias pops it up behind home plate. Foul, out of play. Two balls, two strikes. So now that he's really pitching deeper in games, he's making an impact, and we've seen that tonight. Blue Jays know it all too well. No runs on two hits for the DJs. One run on three hits for Bradenton. A 2-2 offer from Curtis to Arias. Here it is. Victor takes outside, runs it full, 3-2. Marauders' bullpen is quiet as Curtis's pitch count is at just 66. Payoff pitch on the way. Misses up and outside, ball four, and the Blue Jays have a base runner. And it's a speedster in Victor Arias.
Right.
Here's Gene Joseph.
Number six, Gene Joseph.
Joseph 0 for 2 on the ball game. Had a base hit taken away by the shortstop, Kiner Delgado, on a liner in the fourth. Another hard hit ball could mean a tie ball game. Blue Jays trailing 1-0. First pitch, smashed on the ground. Diving stop from Rivas at third. Gets up, throws to first to make the play. Gene Joseph, victim of theft. Twice tonight. Javier Rivas, wow. Out number two, and here's Christian Feliz. Arias does move into scoring position, though, up to second base. First pitch. Feliz lines it into right, down for a base hit. Arias gets the stop sign at third base. Throw to the plate, gets all the way through. It was a slow roller, but it was on the money. Blue Jays learned from their mistake against McGuire back in the fifth when he threw out Toman. But the threat continues here. Men on the corners for Alexis Hernandez. Tying run 90 feet away. Bradenton now clings to a 1-0 lead. Bottom six. Hernandez hitless in two tries tonight. Fly out to right, ground out to third base. Righty on righty. First pitch from Curtis. Hernandez swings away and foul tips it off Omar Alfonso. And some pain behind home plate. He'll get a moment to walk it off. Dominic Romero walks out towards the bump. We've mentioned a few times this week Omar Alfonso, the son of Eliezer Alfonso, former big league catcher. And based on all the bumps and bruises and injuries and the battering that catchers take on a day-to-day basis, I'm sure some catchers tell their sons, you know what, son, don't get into the family business. Choose a different position. 0-1. Hernandez takes low and away. Alfonso knocks it down with his chest protector. Keeps the runners at bay. One ball, one strike. Alfonso, a pretty darn good defensive catcher, that's for sure. Feliz tiptoes off first, being held over there by Rodriguez. Curtis with the set and the offer. Misses up and away. Two balls, one strike. Alexis in an upright stance, waves the bat back and forth by his shoulder. 2-1 pitch. Popped up out of play, first base side. It's 2-2. Biggest spot of this ball game so far for the DJs. Men on the corners, two outs. They trail 1-0. Bottom of the sixth. They have not had many opportunities against Christian Curtis. Rodgers starter trying to leave the runners stranded. His 2-2. Hernandez swings and misses. Strike three. One of the hardest fastballs we've seen from Curtis in the biggest spot of the game. He's fired up. He's got 9 strikeouts. Ties a season high. And the shutout remains intact. We go to the seventh. Still one zip. Bradenton over the Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blinken, you might miss a half inning in tonight's ball game. It's 1-0 as we go to the seventh. First pitch to Braylon Bishop is a called strike from Irv Carter. That's 0-1. Carter back out for his third inning of work after stranding two on in the sixth. Back-to-back strikeouts. 0-1. Bishop takes down. One ball, one strike. So if Carter goes 3 full here, he'd tie his season-long outing with 3 innings. He winds and fires. Bishop waves through a changeup. Good pitch there. That's 1-2. Carter rocks and deals. And Bishop swings and misses. Strike 3. Irv Carter with his fourth punch out. Third in a row. One away for Rivas. And that'll be all for Carter. He's hit his pitch limit, and Kiner Leon will come on for the Jays out of the bullpen. All the details on Kiner when we come back. Blue Jays trail it 1-0, top 7 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Carter gets a nice ovation.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com.
Now batting for Bradenton, number 2, Javier Rivas.
Tanner Leon is the new hurdler, takes over for Irv Carter after he went 2 1/3 innings strong. Leon deals the first pitch to Javier Rivas. It's called strike, and it's 0-1. That's the Marauders leading 1-0 in Game 5 of a 6-game set. Glad you're with us on your Saturday night. Glad you could join us. Well, we're still here. It's been a quick ball game. 0-1. Rivas takes down and outside. 1-1, 1-1. Leon with an ERA at 3.00. 24 innings. 8 earned runs. Got off to a great start to the year. 1-1. Rivas hops into shortstop. Toman knocks it down on the backhand, but it's into left. And Rivas will reach with one out. Likely an error there on Tucker Toman. We'll see.
Right,
Solomon McGuire.
Solomon McGuire
comes to the plate. Leon from the stretch now. McGuire the lefty, 0-2. With a strikeout and a pop out. First offer. Misses up, ball one. Line on Irv Carter. Good night at the office for Irv. 2 1/3, 1 hit. Leon throws over to first late. No runs. 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. His tab is closed. The pitch. Hammered down the line and right towards the corner. It is foul. And the Blue Jays exhale. Oof. McGuire gave it a ride. 1-1. McGuire is a good power hitter. 4 homers. And a 1-run lead on the road is never comfortable. Marauders are going to have to sweat this one out if they hang on to just that 1 run. Rivas a good runner off first. Got to keep an eye on him. He reached on a single, by the way. That's the official scoring single. 1-1, misses down. 2-1. Another throw over, and Rivas dives back in safely. A very important birthday today in the Dunedin Blue Jays world. Jake, Blue Jays home clubby, celebrating a birthday today, so shout out to Jake. We thank him for all his hard work every single day. 2-1, misses outside, 3-1. Baseball clubbies, probably the busiest individuals, maybe in all of pro sports. Between the laundry and other duties as assigned, constant work. 3-1, McGuire takes up and away, ball 4. Back-to-back base runners reach against Leon. Rivas up to second. Man on first and second for Wesley Zapata.
Second baseman, number 12, Wesley Zapata.
Bradenton looking for that insurance. We got a 1-0 lead. One out, top of the seventh. First pitch. Misses up and away, ball one. Zapata 0 for 2. Two lineouts to left. Two nice plays from Robert Robertis. Leon nods at Deschamps. Gives a look at the runners. Throws. Zapata takes low and in. He jumps out of the way. Two balls, no strikes. Now Leon got off to a great start to the year. Now time is called. Blue Jays will have a mound meeting here. Entire infield gets together. Leon opened the season with 9 2/3 scoreless innings, then kind of hit a snag in May. His last six appearances, 7 innings, 5 earned runs. So he's trying to regain that stroke he had early in the year. It's a quick meeting. Everybody back to their stations. Rivas on second, McGuire over at first. It's 2-0 on Zapata. The pause and the pitch. Zapata takes a called strike. Fastball on the outside, black. 2-1. Zapata not a strong hitter for average, hitting sub 200 on the year. 2-1. He pops it up. Foul. Third base side, it's 2-2. Nick Deschamps, maybe with the magic words there for Leon. Ground ball could get him out of the inning. He nods at the sign from Nick. Leon deals, and Zapata takes outside, runs it full, 3-2. Manny Beltre, the second baseman, playing in the hole at second. Toman by the bag at short. Payoff pitch. Zapata pops it up into left again. Robertis comes in towards the line, makes the catch. Zapata snapped his bat in frustration on his way to first. Clean in half as he tossed it down. Wow. Three outs for him tonight, all to left field. There's two down. It's up to Kiner Delgado. So it's Kiner on Kiner. Kiner Leon, Kiner Delgado, two on, two out, top of the seventh. And a 1-0 Bradenton lead. First pitch. Delgado takes down and away. Ball one. Rivas with really good speed off second base. McGuire also a pretty good mover off first. The pitch. Misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. This is one thing that Blue Jays pitching coach Corey Reardon always talks about. Your life is so much easier as a pitcher when you're not consistently pitching from down 2-0. And that's what's happened to Leon here in this seventh. He's been behind. 2-0. Delgado jumps out of the way. Pitch misses inside. Glances off Deschamps' mitt. It's a passed ball. Both runners move up 90 feet. Rivas to third. McGuire to second. And it's 3-0 on Delgado. So you've got that base open here, but you do not want to face Omar Alfonso with the bases loaded. Let's see if Delgado has the green light. Leon from the wind, the 3-0. He squares to bunt and takes upstairs ball four. So it's a four-pitch walk issued by Leon. The bases are loaded for Alfonso. Here comes Corey. A This Blue Jays bullpen has really been strong lately. They did have a rough go of it when we picked up from our suspended game on Thursday night, yesterday. As J.J. Sanchez and Aaron Munson coughed up a few runs, but look at the Blue Jays' bullpen ERA over the last 11 games, including that resumption. 2.93 in 40 innings. So they've been really strong over the last 2 weeks. Leon really trying to keep that trend going. Tough AB here. Base is full. First pitch to Alfonso. Called strike on a breaking ball. It's 0-1. One zip. Bradenton. They've got a chance to bust this game open. The 1-0 pitch. Alfonso takes a called strike two at the knees. It's 0-2. Alfonso homered in the first. Walked in the third. Reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth. Calls time, steps out of the box, adjusts his batting gloves. Climbs back in. Leon on the first base side. Takes a breath, rocks and fires. Alfonso takes low and away. Then chase the slider. 1-2. Alfonso, as we saw when he worked that walk in the third, not a guy who chases. He was down 0-2 in that AB and came back to work a free pass. 1-2 offer is popped up into left. Robertis towards the line. Does he have room? Yes, he does. He makes the catch. And Kiner Leon leaves the bases loaded in the top of the seventh. We go to the stretch. Blue Jays need just one run to tie and two to take the lead. 1-0 Marauders on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. After 6 innings of electricity from Christian Curtis, his night is done. And Blue Jays are probably happy to see Marauders go to the bullpen. They go to a lefty. And it's Magdiel Cotto. Takes over with a 1-0 Bradenton lead. Cotto from the wind. First pitch to Manny Beltre. It's a called strike, and it's 0-1. Beltre 0-2 with a swinging strikeout and a ground out. Cotto with a 1.63 ERA. The pitch, ground ball the opposite way to the second baseman Zapata. He gobbles it up, sidearms to first in time. One away.
Shortstop number 9, Tucker Tolman.
Here's Tolman. So if the Marauders can finish this shutout, it would be their second shutout this week. They took the continuation of that suspended game 6-0 back Friday. First pitch to Toman, called strike, and it's 0-1. Getting that game started Thursday night. Picked up on Friday, yesterday. 0-1. Toman takes in on the hands. It hit him, and he's in some pain. Got him up by the wrist. He trots on down to first base. Blue Jays have the tying run aboard. As the sun begins to set over TD Ballpark. There's Nick Deschamps. He's 0-2. Another lefty-on-lefty matchup. Bradenton 1, Blue Jays nothing. First pitch. Deschamps takes up. Ball 1. This good Saturday night crowd looking for something to cheer about. If they like good pitching, they've had plenty to cheer about. 1-0. Deschamps takes a breaking ball, called strike, and a slider. It's 1-1. Cotto, one of this team's closers. It's 4-5 in save opportunities. The pitch. Deschamps fouls it straight back. It's 1-2. Landon Tompkins, the other one. Blue Jays roughed him up the other night. That was last night, too. At least I think. It's been a weird week. It's all blended together. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Cotto went upstairs with the fastball. He sets down Deschamps, and there's 2 down. Here's Adrian Meza.
Third baseman, number 11, Adrian Meza.
Upon further examination, Tompkins did pitch last night. He allowed that grand slam to Arias. Here tonight, first pitch to Meza. Misses up and away, ball 1. First time we've seen Meza from the right side. He's batted exclusively from the left side so far against right-handed pitchers. The 1-0. Meza with a high bouncer to short. Delgado charges, gloves, throws to first in time, and the inning is over. Blue Jays get a base runner. Tucker Toman is hit with a pitch, but that's all. To the eighth inning, it's still Bradenton 1, Blue Jays zip. Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Through 7 full innings, it's 1-0 Bradenton over DJs. And the first pitch to Eddie Rodriguez in the top of the 8th misses down. Ball 1. Kiner Leon back out there after he strained at the bases loaded last inning. Blue Jays bullpen has prevented Bradenton from running away with this game. 1-0, a rip and a miss on the high fastball. It's 1-1. Rodriguez 0 for 2 with a walk. Leon kicks and fires. Rodriguez flies it towards the gap in right center, slicing away from Arias. It gets down and rolls all the way to the track. Arias cuts it off. Rodriguez is into second standing with a leadoff double. And just like that, Bradenton threatening for more insurance again. Here's Shalene Polanco. Marauders might be thinking, all right, we better take advantage this time. Left two on in the sixth. Left them loaded last inning. Trying to boost their 1-0 lead. Top of the eighth. Leon steps off before the first pitch to Polanco. Paces out towards second. Climbs back on. Polanco 0 for 3. Two strikeouts. First pitch. Misses low and away. Ball one. Beautiful sunset overhead. The sun always sets behind us, but it's reflected in the clouds out beyond the left field wall. The pitch. Polanco takes down. Two balls, no strikes. Tonight it's a little bit of purple, some orange. Of course, that white of the clouds, a little bit of gray. 2-0. Polanco bounces it foul. 2-1. Leon wants to switch out baseballs. It's turned into a really nice night after the day did not start promising. As part of a play ball weekend, an initiative by Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays hosted a free baseball clinic. At least they were supposed to. 2-1. Polanco takes outside. 3-1. And right as kids started filing in this morning, we're getting close to noon when the clinic was supposed to start. It started pouring rain and pretty much didn't stop until about 3 o'clock. 3-1. Polanco rips it down the line and right, he was out in front of it. It's foul. A dad gives chase for that foul ball. He comes out with it. Look at those youngsters celebrate. It's like they just won the World Series. That'll be a great memory. I think I saw those kids this morning. They were supposed to take part in those baseball clinics. Time called by Deschamps, and he wants to talk things over with Leon. But even though the clinic was rained out, Blue Jays players stuck around. They signed autographs for about 30, 45 minutes. And I'm sure that was fun for those youngsters. Leon trying to avoid his third walk of his outing. Payoff pitch to Polanco on the way. Roped over the reach of the first baseman, Feliz. It's a fair ball. Polanco around first. He's heading to second. Rodriguez to the plate. He's in. Throw goes to second. Polanco safe. There's that insurance Bradenton has been looking for. It's an RBI double from Shalene Polanco. It's now 2-0 in the eighth.
Designated hitter number 27, Esmeralda Valdez.
First hit today for Polanco. Couldn't have come at a better time. Here's Esmeralda Valdez. Still no outs here in the eighth. And the Blue Jays bullpen is stirring again. Looks like Eliandro Alcalde will be the next man up. Just a matter of how far Leon can go. First pitch to Valdez. Fouled back, 0-1. Valdez hasn't had a great night. 0-3 with 3 strikeouts, 2 of them swinging. Leon nods at Shams, sets and deals, and Valdez takes inside. One ball, one strike. So it's going to have to be some late magic for the Blue Jays tonight. Their final two at-bats. We've seen it before. Don't get discouraged if you're a Jays fan. 1-1 is swung on and absolutely demolished. Way back there to left and way out of here. Valdez off the light tower and left for a two-run homer. And the Marauders have some breathing room. It's now 4-0 in the eighth. Valdez with his eighth homer this year.
Left fielder number 5, Braylon Bishop.
He hit that ball so high up into the jet stream. Trackman lost it for a second. We don't have the data. All you need to know, he crushed it. And now it's 4-0. So first pitch to Bishop. Misses down, ball one. Bishop 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. Pitch to him. He jumps out of the way. Fastball misses in. 2 balls, no strikes. End of the line for Kiner, probably coming here soon. You'd love to have him get at least one out here in this eighth. Bishop takes a called strike on the slider. 2-1. So the numbers on that Valdez homer, 2-1. Bishop takes a called strike. It's 2-2. 109 off the bat. 35-degree launch angle. And we do not have an estimated distance. The pitch is popped up out of play, first base side. Gene Joseph, the right fielder, sprints after it, watches it bounce out of play. Becomes a souvenir. Youngster trying to climb up a railing for it, looking like Spider-Man. Now the search is on, and oh, he lost the race. That's tough. All that effort for nothing. Another 2-2. Bishop pops it up the opposite way this time, out of play on the third base side. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Leon sets below the belt and fires home. Bishop swings and misses strike 3. There's the first out of the eighth for Leon. Bishop now 0 for 4 with 4 punch-outs. And here's Rivas.
Third baseman, number 2.
Leon will stay on. Interesting to see this approach from Kiner. He went from the windup last inning. First pitch to Rivas, misses low and away, ball one. But here in this eighth, he hasn't gone from the windup at all. Or at least these last few batters. Gone from the stretch with the bases empty. Rivas has had a good day, 2 for 3 with 2 singles. The pitch misses down and outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Blue Jays now trailing 4-0. Marauders with their first run since the first inning. Alfonso opened the scoring with a solo homer. Here in this inning, an RBI double from Polanco and a 2-run shot from Valdez. Pitch is flared into shallow center. It drops in front of Arias. Down for Javier Rivas' 3rd hit tonight. Boy, is he swinging it right now or what? Here's Solomon Maguire, and here comes Jose Mayorga. End of the line for Kiner. Alejandro Alcalde will take over for the Jays after a tough eighth inning for Leon. He allows 4 hits and 3 runs, including a 2-run shot from his Merlin Valdez. Blue Jays now trail 4-0. Top of the eighth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. We'll keep it right here. What do you say? Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Frenchie's. Frenchie's Outpost Bar and Grill. When you're in from out of town, visit Frenchie's on Causeway Boulevard. And let's see here. Around the Florida State League we'll start with. As we're coming down the stretch of the first half, these are consequential ball games, folks. And we'll start with Clearwater and Tampa. They picked up a suspended game earlier today. Clearwater won it 9-4. So we look to Lakeland and Fort Myers, where Fort Myers is putting the hurting on the Flying Tigers, 11-3. So if that result holds, and Clearwater in game two is beating Tampa 4-2, oh boy, we might have a situation between Lakeland and Clearwater tied at the top of the division with four games remaining in the first half. Boy, coming right down to it. It's coming down to it in the other division as well over in the East. Jupiter with a half-game lead over Palm Beach. Jupiter leads 6-3 over St. Lucie, top of the ninth. And Palm Beach leads Daytona 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth. So things are not getting any more comfortable in either division coming down the home stretch of the first half. Blue Jays won today. Big league club, that would be. Over now Cleveland, 5-0 up at the Rogers Center. Back here at TD Ballpark, it's the Marauders 4, Blue Jays nothing, top of the 8th. And Eleander Alcalde takes over for Kiner Leone. First pitch, McGuire takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Alcalde has a 4.33 ERA in 27 innings. Opponents hitting just 208 against him. The pitch. Rivas goes. Pitch misses outside. Throw down. Hits Rivas and bounces into shallow left. Oh, that was chaos. Tucker Thoman tried to dive for that throw as it tailed away towards right. Looks like Rivas is all right. He's got a stolen base. So another man in scoring position with one out for McGuire. He's 0-2 in the 8th spot with a walk. Alcalde, the third man out of the Jays bullpen tonight. Hopefully he can finish this game. 1-1. McGuire takes outside. Two balls, one strike. You look at Blue Jays bullpen in terms of days of rest. Leone was the most rested arm. You figured that he was going to go today. Carter, too. And Alcalde as well. Those are the three guys with 2 days of rest or more. 2-1. McGuire swings and misses. Fading changeup makes it 2-2. So you look to tomorrow. And you've also got Kai Peterson on 2 days of rest. And the way this one's going, you'd like to save him for tomorrow. 2-2. McGuire fights it foul behind home plate. We'll do it again. But outside of Kai, you're going to be dealing with a tired bullpen tomorrow. Rojas on 2 days of rest. Everybody else on one. Sanchez, Powell, Bonds, Vasquez, and the bunch. 2-2 again. Called strike three. Changeup throws McGuire in the top half of the zone. That's out number two. Here's Wesley Zapata.
Number 12, Wesley Zapata.
It's a 4-0 ball game. Bradenton over Dunedin. Top of the 8th. Looking ahead to the bottom half, Robertis, Arias, and Joseph. 9-1-2 for the Jays, trying to get back into it. Alcalde with a quick move, spins and throws to second late. This Bradenton bullpen is a tough nut to crack, so it would be a tall mountain to climb. 4 runs in the last 2 at-bats, but certainly possible. First pitch to Zapata, fouled off, it's 0-1. The series will wrap up tomorrow. High noon here at TD Ballpark. Maybe you're looking for some Father's Day plans. Maybe you haven't even bought a Father's Day gift yet. Ooh. That would be tough, wouldn't it? A one tapper foul behind home plate. 0-2. Well, tell you what. Don't tell your dad, but hey, you can come out to the ballpark tomorrow. And if you show up early enough, the first 500 fans get a Dunedin Blue Jays hat. So it's a Father's Day outing and a gift all in one. Just an idea. 0-2. Zapata takes down an outside. One ball, two strikes. So those details again, in case you've now grabbed a pen and pencil. Noon first pitch. Get here early. Get a hat. 1-2. Zapata lifts it down the left field line. Long run for Obertis. He doesn't have room. It's out of play. One ball, two strikes. Zapata has gone the opposite way a ton tonight. 0 for 3 with three flyouts to left. Alcalde trying to end this long top of the eighth. Three runs in for Bradenton. 1-2 tap foul will do it over. Rivas off second base. Kiner Delgado, the top of the order, waiting on deck. You'd prefer to face him in a clean inning. Lights have taken full effect now. TD Ballpark. The set and another 1-2. Time called. It's a pitch timer violation. So it's two balls, two strikes. Whoops. First timer violation we've seen tonight. Also, hey, want to give a shout out to Dominic Romero. His zone hasn't been challenged much tonight, and when it has been, it's held up pretty well. So that means he's called a good one. Not many qualms from either side. 2-2. Reached out, flared foul. Zapata stays alive. He is battling here. Most of the fans who entered the gates earlier tonight have stuck around, hoping for a late Blue Jays rally. 2-2, swing and a miss. Strike three. The inning is over, but the damage is done as the Marauders score three runs on four hits against Kiner Leon. Their lead is now 4-0 as we go to the home eighth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans.
To the bottom of the eighth inning at TD Ballpark, Magdiel Cotto and Bradenton have more breathing room now as it's 4-0. The first pitch to Robert Robertis misses low and away, ball one. Robertis 0-for-2 with two strikeouts, both against Marauders starter Christian Curtis. He's in line for the win. Six innings, nine punchouts for him. 1-0. Robertis takes up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Misses. Three balls, no strikes. Robertis probably taking all the way here. Blue Jays could use some base runners. The pitch. Robertis does take all the way. Takes ball four. And the Blue Jays have the leadoff man aboard at the bottom of the eighth. So here's the top of the order in Victor Arias.
47, Victor Arias.
Arias 0-for-2, and a pitch timer violation has been called on Arias. He holds both his arms out, not happy about it. So it's strike one. 0-1 pitch. Arias takes outside, one ball, one strike. Don't want to give a pitcher that kind of break, especially after a four-pitch walk. Robertis, pretty good mover over at first, being held on by Rodriguez, the 1-1. Arias slaps it the opposite way, fading away from Bishop towards the corner. It drops fair for extra bases. Robertis motoring around third. He stops there, and Arias cruises into second with a double. His first hit tonight, and the Blue Jays are threatening against Cotto, trailing 4-0 in the bottom of the eighth.
Number six, Shane Joseph.
Gene Joseph comes to the plate. Blue Jays trying to avoid a shutout, trying to avoid a loss, of course. First pitch from Cotto. Hopper towards the hole at first. Pass the dive of Rodriguez into right. Robertis in from third. Arias stops at third. Blue Jays are on the board. It's an RBI single from Gene Joseph. Jays have life in the bottom of the eighth. It's 4-1. Just a little hopper off the fist. And that brings a tying run to the plate in the form of none other than Christian Feliz. One fan knows what that means. Feliz, a big power bat. Blue Jays leading home run hitter, Omar Alfonso. The catcher heads out to the mound to talk things over with Cotto. Feliz is 1-for-3 tonight. Each of his last three hits between today and last night have been singles. It's been a little bit, at least for his standards, since he last homered last week. It was on Sunday. Lefty on lefty. Men on the corners. Blue Jays trailing 4-1. Bottom eight. No outs. First pitch. Feliz with a home run hack. Comes up empty on a slider. It's 0-1. Feliz probably a few knocks from getting his average to 200. 0-1. Feliz takes a slider high. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays hitting coach Nash Knight attributes a lot of Feliz's success lately to just increased confidence. Even going as far to say increased swagger in the box. 1-1. Feliz rips and misses on a high fastball. It's 1-2. Trying to find that swagger here. Blue Jays could use some. Trailing by three, bottom of the eighth. Men on the corners. 1-2 pitch from Cotto. Misses up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Cotto gathers the sign, sets at the belt, and the 2-2. Feliz swings and misses strike three. Cotto bounces back for a big out number one. Feliz down on strikes for the third time tonight. Here's Alexis Hernandez, another guy who definitely has the power to tie this game. We've seen it here. We've seen it against Bradenton. Second punch out on the outing for Cotto there. First pitch. Hernandez takes a called strike and it's 0-1. Arias over at third. Joseph over at first after an RBI single.
The called strike has been confirmed.
Hernandez challenges unsuccessfully. Blue Jays lose a challenge. I believe that's their first loss. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2. Cotto a strike away from back-to-back punch-outs with men on the corners. 0-2. Hernandez waves and misses strike three. Changeup got him. Cotto is buckled down. So it's still runners on first and third. Now it's up to Manny Beltre. Blue Jays do have a run in. They trail 4-1, bottom eight. Fans have their fans going. One fan literally with a fan on the first base dugout. First pitch to Beltre. Has popped up high in the air into left. Bishop towards the corner. He's under it and makes the catch. And that ends the threat. The Blue Jays do score their first run of the ball game on an RBI knock from Gene Joseph. But one is all they get. Jays leave men on the corners. And we go to the ninth. It's now 4-1. Bradenton on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays break up the shutout, but nothing more in the bottom of the eighth, so we go to the top of the ninth. It's 4-1, Marauders over the DJs. Leandro Alcalde trying to keep it that way. First pitch to Kiner Delgado is called strike. As Bradenton's leadoff man squared to bunt and then pulled back. It's 0-1. Delgado singled in the sixth, walked in the seventh. He's 1-for-3. The pitch misses up and away. One ball, one strike. Alcalde took over for Kiner Leone in the eighth after Leone surrendered three runs on four hits. 1-1. Delgado takes a called strike. Didn't like that call. He calls time. 1-2. Want to give a shout out to our fans tonight who have been employing the text the booth line. How about that? Some of our first messages on the text the booth line. 1-2. Delgado takes down. 2 balls, 2 strikes. They know we like to talk about baseball history, so we've received a tip about baseball history on the text the booth line. Today in 1928, Ty Cobb steals home for a record 54th time. Pitch to Delgado, misses down. Runs it full, 3-2. Now that's a play that so rare these days in baseball. That record probably will never be broken. Payoff pitch. Delgado takes a called strike 3. He wants a challenge, though. And the call is upheld. Strike 3.
The result is a strikeout.
Here's Omar Alfonso with the bases empty.
Catcher number 50, Omar Alfonso.
Alfonso, left-handed batter with 1 hit tonight. Solo homer in the first. First pitch, misses down and away, ball 1. So that record, Ty Cobb with 54 steals of home. He finished that record with Philadelphia, stole 50. Swing and a miss by Alfonso, 1-1. When he was with Detroit, and then his last 4 with the Philadelphia A's. The notoriously not-so-peachy Georgia Peach, Ty Cobb, 1-1. Alfonso rips it over the second baseman, Beltre into right. It's a base hit. Alfonso aboard with a one-out single, brings up Eddie Rodriguez. Marauders lead it 4-1, top of the ninth.
First baseman, number 31, Eddie Rodriguez.
And a reminder, if you want to engage in the broadcast, shoot us a text. 813-291-3932. First pitch, Rodriguez takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Rodriguez ripped a double to start that eighth-inning rally. He's given Bradenton some breathing room. 0-1, called strike 2 on the outside corner. 0-2. Alcalde already with 3 strikeouts, hunting for a fourth. 0-2 pitch. Rodriguez takes outside. 1-2. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth, Toman, Deschamps, Meza. Just 2 combined hits between those two tonight, rather those 3. 1-2 offer. Check swing from Rodriguez on a pitch in the dirt. He held up. 2-2. Alcalde with a deep breath. Now sets for the 2-2. And Rodriguez takes high, runs it full, 3-2. Now if another run scores here in the top of the ninth, feels like a big difference. Late in the game, trailing by 3, trailing by 4. Feel like you're within striking distance at down by 3. Payoff pitch from Alcalde. Rodriguez takes high and tight, ball 4. Back-to-back batters reach against Alcalde with 1 out in the ninth. Alfonso up to 2nd. Rodriguez aboard. Here's Shalene Polanco. Polanco, left-handed batter. Had an RBI double in the 8th. His only hit so far tonight. 1-4. First offer, Polanco watches a fastball miss upstairs, ball 1. That's Bradenton 4, DJ's 1, top of the 9th. the pitch. Polanco pops it up into center. Arias moves back, now comes in. He's got it for out number two. Alfonso back to second. Rodriguez retreats to first. And here's Esmerlin Valdez. But first, Corey Reardon comes out for a pitching visit. Mound visit. Blue Jays pitching coach. Probably just want to go over the scouting report on Valdez here, who belted a two-run homer off the light tower and left last inning. Just the battery here with Reardon, Deshams, and Alcalde out there. Dominic Romero says, all right, let's get the show on the road here. We got a game tomorrow. Wasn't that long of a meeting. That's something that is watched a lot tighter these days with the pitch timer. Limited mound visits, limited in terms of time as well. So Valdez climbs in, men on first and second with two outs in the ninth. First pitch. Valdez takes down, ball one. Pitch was close there. Alcalde hit his spot, but it wasn't in the zone. It's 1-0. That homer from Valdez was his eighth this year. His OPS a tick below 800. 1-0. Valdez takes down. Two balls, no strikes. Marauders with some success here on the road. Away from Leacomb Park, they have struggled mightily this season, not just in terms of their record at 5-23, the worst in all of minor league baseball, 2-0. Valdez takes called strike, it's 2-1. But also at the plate specifically, it hasn't really been the pitching, it's been the hitting. At home, Marauders hitting .231 as a group, .725 team OPS. That's great. On the road, not so much. 2-1, misses down. Three balls, one strike. Just 171 in terms of average. .539 on base plus slugging. .311. Tapper foul. Now it's full. 3-2. Alcalde kicks a little bit of dirt off the mound, wipes some sweat off his brow, looks in for the sign, trying to strand two more runners, trying to keep this game 4-1 in the ninth. Payoff pitch, Valdez swings and misses strike three. A successful outing from Eliandro Alcalde, an inning and two-thirds scoreless with four strikeouts, and he strands men on first and second. As we go to the bottom of the ninth, the last chance for the DJs coming up next. They trail by three. It's 4-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network, Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for for your group's base. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Do the Blue Jays have some late magic in them tonight? Let's find out. Bottom of the ninth at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays trail 4-1 to Bradenton. And Peyton Stumbo is on for the Marauders to try and shut her down. Stumbo, the right-hander with a 3.81 ERA, is 2-for-3 in save opportunities. He's one of four Marauders with a save this year. Square off against Tucker Toman to start the ninth. First pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. Toman has reached twice tonight. Had the Blue Jays' first hit of the ball game on a double in the fifth, and then he was hit with a pitch in the seventh. 0-1. Toman cracks it towards the gap in left center. Bishop moving back. He gets there and makes the catch. Toman gave it a ride, but it sliced just a little bit too far towards Bishop. And Toman is allowed out number one.
Catcher number 31, Nick Deschamps.
There's Nick Deschamps. Deschamps 0 for 3. Two strikeouts and a flyout. 4-1, Blue Jays trailing bottom nine. The pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. Stumbo making his second appearance this week. His first one, he got roughed up. Game one of the series, game one of a doubleheader on Wednesday. 0-1, Deschamps cues it along the third baseline, fair ball. Deschamps hustling towards second. Now he slams on the brakes. Hustles back to first, dives back in safely. Not exactly a graceful slide back into first, but the Blue Jays have a base runner in the ninth. Just a cue shot that stayed fair.
11, Adrian Meza.
So here's Adrian Meza. So that outing for Stumbo back on Wednesday. Through an inning, allowed three earned runs on three hits, one walk, two strikeouts. 3.81 ERA on the season for him. First pitch to Meza. Called strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. Bradenton 4, Blue Jays 1. They got their lone run last inning against Magdiel Cotto. 0-1. Meza pops it up out of play. It's 0-2. Meza 1-for-3 on the ball game. Singled in the fifth. Bounces up and down ever so slightly. Left-handed batter's box. Widens out his stance with two strikes. Chokes up two. 0-2. Breaker misses in. Meza with a little bit of the Soto shuffle as he took there. One ball, two strikes. Shams tiptoes off first. The 1-2 pitch. Meza fights it off, out of play, third base side, still 1-2. And now Stumbo waves out Omar Alfonso, the catcher. Wants to talk things over. Stumbo is kind of wiping his face off. Looks like he maybe had a bug in his eye, but not the case, it looks like here. Just want to go over strategy with two strikes. So still 1-2 on Meza. Stumbo usually with strong command. 43 punch-outs to 11 walks coming into this outing. Another 1-2 to Adrian Meza. On the way. He lays off a curveball in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Fresh delivery of baseballs to the home plate umpire. The battle rages on. Ground ball could end this game. Stepping a throw over to first. Chomps back in without a slide. No tag from Rodriguez over there. 4-1. Marauders in the driver's seat, bottom nine. 2-2. Mesa slaps it. Shallow left. Bishop in. He makes the catch. Full extension. He almost overran it. But Mesa flies out. Stumbo left wins the battle, and the Blue Jays are down to their final out. It's represented by Robert Robertis. Shams over at first. Tying run on deck for the Blue Jays. If they can get that far. Stumbo steps off the rubber. Robertis 0 for 2. Two strikeouts and a walk. Scored the Blue Jays' lone run. First pitch. Misses in the dirt. Ball one. Squads will wrap up the series tomorrow. Noon first pitch. Hope you can join us. A little Father's Day baseball. Should be fun. Shams not being held over at first. He takes off with a pitch, and Robertis swings and fouls it off. One ball, one strike. Shams trots on back over to first. Big hole on the left side for Robertis. Big gap in left center, too, if he can go the opposite way. 1-0. Misses outside. Two balls, one strike. Deshams wasn't off with that pitch. Back to first. Top of the order waits on deck with Arias. 2-1. Robertis with a big hack and a foul tip into Alfonso's mitt, and the Blue Jays are down to their final strike. 2-2. 4-1 ball game. Bradenton trying to slam the door and keep a series split in play for tomorrow. The 2-2. Robertis swings and misses. Strike three, and the ball game is over. Peyton Stumbo nails down the save. And the Marauders take game five of this set 4-1. They scored in the first. A solo shot from Omar Alfonso made it 1-0, and they never looked back. Christian Curtis gets a hard-earned win. 6 innings, 9 strikeouts. Curtis with his second win as a pro in his last 2 starts. So it's a happy high-five line for the Marauders, who improved to 27-35, while the Jays fall to 32-30, now with 4 games left in the first half. Let's get to the final total. First for the victorious Bradenton Marauders. 4 runs on 9 hits, no errors, and they strand 10 men on base. So it could have been worse. Blue Jays pitching staff did a pretty good job keeping this one close. Blue Jays score 1 run on 6 hits, no errors, and they strand 8 men on base. Winning pitcher is Christian Curtis. We mentioned his line, 6 innings, no runs, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts. While Nolan Perry gets a tough luck loss, Perry pitched well, just allowed that solo homer to Alfonso. Walked 1, struck out 7 in 4 innings of work. And Stumbo gets the save, his 3rd this year. This ball game was played in 2 hours and 36 minutes. In front of a crowd of 860 at TD Ballpark tonight. We'll step aside for a break, come back with a look around the Florida State League and the Toronto Blue Jays organization, and a preview of tomorrow's ball game after this on the Dundee Blue Jays Baseball Network. Bradenton wins it tonight 4-1 here at TD. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles, fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single-game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back at TD Ballpark to put the finishing touches on this one. Bradenton wins it 4-1 over the DJs. Series now stands at 3-2 in favor of the Jays, so it comes down to tomorrow. If the Jays win, they win the series. If the Marauders win, they earn a split. Elsewhere in the Florida State League, we took a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in the seventh inning. Since then, all but one game has gone final. The game's still in progress. Clearwater and Tampa, 4-4, middle of the seventh inning there. That is a big game because if Clearwater wins, it's a first-place tie with Lakeland. Or rather, I think Clearwater would pull ahead. Things are complicated because Lakeland is a game behind in terms of games played because of all the rain down in Fort Myers this week. They had to cancel a game. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. So things are going to be a little bit weird. I believe Clearwater will have a half-game lead if they win this game. But anyways, we'll sort that all out tomorrow. 4-4, Tampa and Clearwater going to the bottom of the seventh. Fort Myers downs Lakeland 11-3. Clearwater beat Tampa in the completion of their game from last night 9-4. Jupiter wins over St. Lucie 6-3. They maintain a half-game lead over Palm Beach, who won against Daytona tonight 7-2. That's the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. How about the Toronto Blue Jays tonight? Starting with AAA Buffalo, still in action against Worcester. That's 2-2 in the top of the eighth inning in Buffalo for the Bisons. There are extra innings in New Hampshire, 2-2, top of the tenth between the Fisher Cats and the Flying Squirrels. Quite the matchup that is, 2-2, New Hampshire and Richmond. High A Vancouver already in the books. They win it over Spokane at the Nat, 3-1. FCL Phillies, FCL Blue Jays suspended today, bottom of the fourth. FCL Jays lead 6-0. And the DSL Blue Jays win over the DSL Cardinals in 10 innings, 10-9 in the Dominican. Big League Club beat Cleveland earlier this afternoon, 5-0 up at the Rogers Center to continue that series up north. So looking ahead to the series finale here at TD Ballpark, coming up tomorrow on Father's Day, we'll get started at noon Eastern Time with the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show at 11:45. The pitching matchup features the Blue Jays right-hander Gage Stanifer, 2-2 with a 3.86 ERA. He's been excellent lately, up against the lefty Connor Oliver for the Marauders. Oliver against Stanifer, DJs against Marauders. Game 6 of 6 this week between these ball clubs. We hope you can join us then, but that does it for our coverage. Until then, for our entire hardworking crew here at TD Ballpark and our front office staff, this is Larry Larson saying thank you for joining us on your Saturday night, and we certainly hope you enjoyed the broadcast a little bit more than you did the result. One more time, the final score tonight, it's Bradenton 4 and the DJs 1. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody. We'll talk tomorrow.